USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Rome, Pope Francis has delivered his Easter message.
Così duramente provata dalla violenza.
He ended saying, peace is possible, peace is a duty, peace is everyone's primary responsibility. Ukraine's foreign minister describes a tragic situation as Russian forces advance in the country. Dmytro Kuleva on CBS's Face the Nation.
The situation in Mariupol is both dire militarily and heartbreaking. The city doesn't exist anymore. The remainings of the Ukrainian army and large group of civilians are basically encircled by the Russian forces. They continue their struggle, but it seems from the way Russian army behaves in Mariupol, they decided to raise the city to the ground at any cost.
This is USA Radio News.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
800-707-9709. 800-707-9709. That's 800-707-9709.
A mother of two was found dead inside of a duffel bag off a popular walking path in a New York City park right near her home. Orsoya Gal, 51, had been found covered in blood inside the duffel bag at around 8 in the morning by a man who was walking his dogs near Forest Park in the Forest Hills neighborhood of Queens. Police followed a trail of blood back to her home. They found a 13-year-old son was there alone, and he told police he didn't know where his mother was. Following a cold and snowy Easter weekend, forecasters say an even more impactful nor'easter is heading to the northeastern U.S. Weathermen say most areas near the coast from southern New England to the mid-Atlantic are in line to see rain between Monday and Tuesday. Rain and thunderstorms are forecast to begin across much of the mid-Atlantic on Monday, with some particular heavy thunderstorms along the Carolina coast as the nor'easter begins to form. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
There's been a major military announcement from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
North Korea says it successfully test-fired a newly developed tactical weapon. It's the latest in a spate of launches after the country passed its biggest state anniversary without the expected military parade. The latest testing activity came amid concerns that Pyongyang may soon conduct a larger provocation in an effort to expand the country's nuclear capabilities. North Korea's official state news agency suggested the weapon tested is likely capable of carrying a nuclear warhead, but it did not elaborate. It also didn't say when and where the launch occurred. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The president of Ukraine is warning of nuclear attacks.
Volodymyr Zelensky says that the world should prepare for the worst when it comes to possible chemical or nuclear weapons use by Russian forces. He tells CNN that the global community cannot be sure how far Russian leadership is prepared to take the war.
All over the world, all the countries have to be warned, because you know that it can be not real information, but it can be truth. Because when they begin to speak about one or another battles or involves enemies or nuclear weapons or chemical weapons, they should do it. For them, life of the people is nothing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.